You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's still that time of year when we think about resolutions. Many of them involve giving something up or doing something we don't really want to do, like eating less or exercising more or being more organized or decluttering. But how about a resolution to treat yourself better, to add a little joy into your daily life? There's nothing wrong with adding some simple luxuries into your life. These are easy, inexpensive ways to treat yourself better and to make your life more fun and exciting too. So the first story I want to share with you is by Elaine Bridge, and we published it in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive. So Elaine says that she would always celebrate Fridays. She would drop off her son at school, pick up a fancy coffee at Starbucks, and then take a longer route home, a more scenic road, and she would sip her fancy coffee. She would find herself smiling all day because it was Friday and Fridays were special. Later in the day, Elaine would pick up her son at school, and they would drive around noticing all the signs of Friday celebration in their college town. The kids out on the lawns, the parties starting up, because everybody loves Fridays. Then one day, Elaine had a doctor's appointment, and she got good news about a medical situation she had been worrying about. She came out of that doctor's office happy and relieved, and she was noticing all the signs of spring around her, flowers blossoming, birds singing, bright sunshine warming her back. She was ready to celebrate, and what better way than a cappuccino? But it was Tuesday, and special coffee was reserved for Friday. Elaine says, "Suddenly, I realized how ridiculous that line of thinking was. Why should Fridays be any more special than any other day of the week? Why waste 6 days while waiting to rejoice on the seventh?" A few minutes later, Elaine was walking back to her car with a big grin on her face and a special coffee in her hand. After she turned her Tuesday into a Friday with that special coffee, Elaine had an epiphany, and she wrote the following. It's how many of us live our lives. We're waiting for conditions to be right before we allow ourselves to enjoy our time here on earth. We'll rejoice when a car is paid off, or enjoy life when we're finally able to retire. And in that waiting, we waste so much of life and the happiness that can be found in our todays. What if we moved a little of that Friday feeling into our rainy day Mondays, our gloomy Tuesdays, and our midweek Wednesdays? She is so right. Go for it. Choose your own little thing and make every day a Friday. Sometimes you have to throw caution to the wind and treat yourself to something even bigger than a fancy coffee, because that's what adds spice to your life. I remember one time when I was taking the kids to Disney World, my assistant made a suggestion that I initially rejected. The plan was to pick up the kids after school in one of those black airport sedans and whisk them off for a surprise trip to Disney World. I was making it a surprise because a previous announced trip to Disney World had been canceled due to business, and I didn't want to disappoint the kids again. So this time, I didn't say a word, just in case the trip got canceled again. Instead, I decided to send them off to school and pack their bags once they were out of the house, and then I would have the car pick me up at home, and we would go pick up the kids at school and proceed to the airport. But my assistant discovered that for only $10 more, I could get a stretch limousine instead of a regular sedan, and I said no. But then I realized how much fun it would be for the kids, and it was only $10. So I picked them up at school in that stretch limo, took them to the local McDonald's, And then we went on our way to the airport. It was a big thrill for the kids. So when I read The Muscle Car by Janet Bauer, I totally understood. We published her story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive, which is filled with stories about people figuring out all those little ways to enjoy their time and be happier. So here's what happened to Janet. Her car had been damaged by a valet service, and it had to go to the body shop, and she had to rent a car for 5 days. And even though she and her husband were in their 70s, she figured, why not? And she rented a Camaro. She actually asked Enterprise Rent-A-Car if they had a black Camaro with red flames on the hood. But she had to settle for a plain black one. Nevertheless, it was a Camaro, and they were going to have a blast. After they figured out how to maneuver their rather inflexible bodies into a low-slung car, but they were off, and Janet says, by driving fast, we managed to look almost like we belonged in a Camaro. By the time admiring observers realized how old we were gone. Bob and Janet drove all over their local area, San Diego County, which is huge. It's about the size of my whole little state of Connecticut. They drove in the mountains, which are more than 6,000 feet high, and they drove along the shimmering beaches of Coronado and La Jolla. As they drove up a mountain road the first day, passing stands of pine trees, farms, and cattle, their muscle car clung to the curves, and they felt its power as it devoured those steep hills like they weren't there. The car was just as much fun when they purred through downtown La Jolla and San Diego, even when they got lost. They drove everywhere, and they also visited numerous well-known restaurants and shopped in their black Camaro. Janet says they had, quote, the fun, excitement, and challenge that two elderly, long-married people can have but seldom do. There are always routines and schedules, but there are also new opportunities. When those opportunities arise, take them at any age. And that's good advice. George Bernard Shaw said this, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Those 70-somethings had quite an adventure, all because they took the opportunity to tweak their rental car. They needed to get a rental anyway, so why not make it something special? So that's it. Treat yourself to that fancy coffee. Upgrade your airport ride for $10. Rent a Camaro when your car gets crunched. These are all easy ways to live it up a little because you deserve it. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these resolution ideas from two of our books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive. You can find these books on Amazon, along with all of our other books. You'll also see a large selection of our old and new titles at Barnes & Noble. And you can find our newer books at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. Now, would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, which is chickensoup.com, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode for two empowering stories about women breaking into a man's world, one becoming a commercial airline pilot, and the other forcing a cruise line to pay her the same salary they were paying all the men in her same job.